The next case is case number 12533, Yodier Tulsian and Kelsey Swearer seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 115.82, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Oak Orchard Road, Route 5, approximately 245 feet northwest of Delaware Avenue. The 911 address is 32681 Oak Orchard Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 234, map 34.08, parcel 57.01. The applicants request a 9.7-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for existing steps and a 7.2-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing deck. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 5 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sturgevic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants Jody Tulsian and Kelsey Swearer, who have requested variances from the front yard setback requirements for an existing deck and steps. Unfortunately, the applicants were unable to attend tonight's hearing. As a result, Ms. Swearer, Kelsey Swearer, did submit an affidavit, a sworn affidavit in support of her testimony, and that was included as an exhibit in your exhibit booklets that you received last week. The previous owners, however, G10 and Rashna Soneji, are in attendance this evening, and Mr. Soneji is available to answer any questions that the board may have. Ms. Swearer's affidavit does provide that she and Mr. Tulsian entered into a contract with the Soneji's to purchase this property, which is located at 32681 Oak Orchard Road in Millsboro, Delaware, and that was on November 11th, 2020. At the time of entering into the contract, the property was improved by an existing dwelling with an unenclosed deck. Just prior to closing on the sale of the property, the applicants did engage Cotton Engineering to perform a boundary survey of the property. The survey, which is included in your exhibit booklets, is dated January 20th, 2021. And that survey revealed that the deck and steps to the deck encroached into the front yard setback. Prior to the receipt of the survey, the applicants were unaware that the deck and steps that give rise to this application encroached in the front yard setback. Applicants promptly filed for variances to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code with the assistance of the prior owners, the Soneji's. Property is unique as it is a narrow rectangular lot located on Oak Orchard Road. It contains approximately 5,100 square feet of land. 5,176 square feet of land. Although the property is used for residential purposes, it is located in a commercial zoning district. It is zoned C1. Exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this time, as it would be necessary to remove the steps and most of the deck, which serve as the entrance to the dwelling, and the dwelling is already 40.9 feet from the front property line. As a result, the variances are necessary for the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicants or even by the prior owners of the property. They had no control over the size of the lot, the placement of the house, or their deck. Rather, Mr. Soneji's tenants added the deck and steps around May of 2014. He did give them verbal permission to add the deck as long as they obtained the required permits, which they did. Upon information and belief, there were no contractors involved in this process. The tenants and their friends built the deck and the steps. Those tenants were legally evicted due to non-payment of rent around February of 2015. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Rather, almost every dwelling that is in close proximity to this property is closer to the road than this dwelling is. And if you drive down Oak Orchard Road, you can see how close most of the houses are to the road, much closer than this structure. In addition, the deck and the steps do serve as the entrance to the dwelling, and it does enhance the property. Both Ms. Swearer and Mr. Sanesi are unaware of any complaints that have been made about the location of the deck and steps on the property, which have been in their current location for about 6 years. Variances represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. The applicants simply seek to bring the existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code. At this point, I would like to introduce Mr. Sanesi, if he could be sworn in.
Would be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening, Judge.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, my name is Jiten Sanesi. I live at 928 White Clay Terrace, Bear, Delaware, 19701.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Sanesi. You have heard the representations that I have made to the board this evening.
Yes.
And do you believe those representations to be true and correct to the best of your belief?
Absolutely correct.
Do you have any additional information that would assist the board in making a decision as to whether or not to approve these variances?
Not really.
You had advised me that your tenants at the time, back in 2014, were the ones who constructed the steps and the deck?
That's correct.
With your verbal permission?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And with required permits?
Yes, ma'am.
But you just found out that they were not
in
compliance with the zoning code?
Right. That's correct.
Do you have any additional information?
No.
The board may have some questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know if the deck and the steps were ever permitted?
Yes, sir.
They were.
I checked with the, when I came for our application, yes, they were.
Do we know if the deck and the steps were built to code?
No, I did not.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I stay here.
I'm not sure if the board has any additional questions for you or not. Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes, sir.
So, because it's from the front yard, how far is there a gap between the edge of paving of Oak Orchard Road and your front property line? Or your former front property line, I should say.
Can you repeat, sir? Can I come close here for your question?
Yeah, so. Looking here on the survey, there's a dotted line here, and then this would be your property line.
Yes.
My question would be, does the paving go all the way to your property line, or is there a gap between the edge of paving and your property line?
The paving, where is it? I honestly don't remember.
Okay. All right. That's fine. And do you have well and septic on this property?
There used to be septic. There's no well. The septic has been removed. The county sewers in connection.
When was the septic removed?
It's around early or mid 2000s.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
I haven't checked that. I don't remember.
Thank you.
It was done by the contractor. Very, very small. It was officially opted.
Okay. So before the deck and steps were built?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very well built.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any additional questions from the board?
Mr. Sharp, do you have any further questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-5. Please dial 5-5. There is no one on the line who would like to make a comment at this time.
Thank you. No further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12,533 for the requested variances. I don't believe that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12533 has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.